confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. As we have noted, even with all of the indictment and arrest stuff swirling around, there's a lot of other news that still needs to be spoken about. And in recent days, China has been making all kinds of international overtures. They're trying to solve the Ukraine-Russia war. They are deeply invested in seeing some things happen in the Middle East. And what does this all mean with America more or less kind of being AWOL in a lot of these circumstances? Let's turn to Michael Duran, senior fellow and director of the Center for Peace and Security in the Middle East at the Hudson Institute. Michael, it's good to have you. What is China doing and why are they doing it?
So great to be here, Kevin. Thank you. China is trying to, in the Middle East, China is trying to tarnish the image of the United States as the decisive strategic actor. And it's trying to diminish us because eventually it wants to supplant us completely. Right now, they can't supplant us completely because our military power in the Middle East is just just too strong. And they don't have the capacity to come in and actually offer Middle Eastern countries a kind of one-stop shop for all of their defense needs. So there are ways off from that, but they're going through a significant military buildup. In about 5 to 10 years, they will be able to supplant us. Right now, they just want to diminish us, and they're succeeding.
What are our traditional allies in the Middle East saying and doing in response to these overtures?
Well, all of our allies in the Middle East, including the Israelis, although the Israelis are less susceptible to this and they talk about it less, but they're all hedging toward China because the United States is giving the message to all the Middle Eastern, all our Middle Eastern allies, that we may be out of the region in the next 5 to 10 years. There's been a lot of talk about pivot to Asia, getting out of the Middle East. Obama talked about it. Trump talked about it. Biden talks about it less, but they sense on the part of the United States a real reluctance to commit, particularly on the military side. And what our allies are most concerned about, is the Israelis, the Saudis, the Emiratis. They're concerned about the Iranian military threat, not just the nuclear threat, but also the conventional threat, the missiles and drones. And the U.S. is not showing a desire to really deter the Iranians.
Did our allies feel that way while Trump was there? Because we were playing hardball with Iran while he was there.
They felt it much less with Trump. But Trump didn't completely regularize the deterrence, although I think Trump recognized that he had made a mistake by not responding to the Opcake attack.
I mean, Trump's philosophy all along is we'll do what we need to do, but we want you as our allies eventually to be able to handle what you need to handle, too.
Exactly.
So on what level is his policy pointed not so much as not being cooperative with the region, but maybe more of just getting them to stand on their own 2 feet a little bit, as opposed to somebody like Obama or Biden who just really don't care if they stand on their feet at all?
Well, that's the thing. I think you really put your finger on it, that Trump was in the process of setting up a new system where we were going to devolve more of the responsibility to the allies. But unlike Obama and Biden, Trump shared with the allies the belief that it's our collective job to deter the Iranians. Biden doesn't really believe that. Although they talk in terms of deterrence, they're not actually carrying out the actions that will deter.
What do you think happens between now and 2024? Because obviously we're stuck with the policy and the administration that we have in place.
Well, that's a great question, and it's going to be a kind of high wire act by the Biden administration, because their policy is now it's completely bankrupt, and they came in with this notion that they were going to go back to the Iran nuclear deal, and that there was a diplomatic solution to all of the conflict with Iran. And they have I'm not being, I think I'm being objective when I say they have nothing to show for this, nothing at all. And the Iran is much closer to a nuclear weapon than ever before. They are carrying out active plots against former American officials, 14 former American officials. And the Biden administration has no answer. It's just repeating the same talking points that it came into office with as the threat gets bigger and bigger. I would have thought when they developed this military relationship with Russia in Ukraine, that would have been the wake-up call.
Too bad. And that is not acceptable. Michael Duran of the Hudson Institute, thank you for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay. Kevin McCullough coming right back. The great Dr. Monica Crowley joins me next.